Ajahn explained that we should consider each of the Four Noble Truths when we speak about the three rounds of Satchanyana, Kichanyana, and Katanyana. So when we speak about Satchanyana, there's quite a lot to consider and very, very important to get it all right and not to neglect it, because otherwise enlightenment cannot be attained. So we started at a lunch table about Satchanyana.
And you were talking about attachment to certain objects and when one's thinking a lot and obsessed, and how one can see actually even at that moment of attachment, actually it's...
Yes, because Ajahn asked me whether I still think of Lodewijk, and I said, yes, that is by conditions. And then she said, then we think about something which does not exist, which is not real anymore, which is a real good reminder. And then we talked a bit more about thinking in general the whole day about persons, and they don't exist. And I talked on with Sarah about different persons. They are not real, and we think about persons and think about something which is not real. And that is Satchanyana now, Ajahn said. But I said, but really, 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 I don't understand very much that people don't exist. I know in theory, that's right. But to really understand that, I think one has to develop Anya further, to know more deeply anatta, that a person does not exist. We can say in theory, is a person seeing a person, is hearing a person. Clear, it's clear. But to really understand, that is difficult.
Because it's only Satyana.
Oh, I see, yeah. On that level, we have to accept that it's Satyana. Yeah. Yeah.
Not change. Very firm. Understanding. Very firm understanding. Not change.
Change.
To thinking that, oh, it's permanent.
Be firmly.
Firmly understand that there are only dharmas, that there's no person, not, oh, at this moment during the discussion, clear, no one there, just visible object seen, and then go away and be lost in one's world and could think that people really do exist, so firmly confident that actually only dharmas now.
The level of Satchanyana is not yet that one really is convinced about anatta. Well, we know and we have confidence, that's true.
But not firm enough, because
if it's still wavering, or like you said, one has in one's heart that really people are there, so it's not. It has to be firmer and firmer.
And when it is firm on the level of Satchanyana, it means that one is more convinced, but not yet eradicated the belief in the self. Is that the difference?
It's so firm that one won't really start following a wrong practice, or one won't be lost with the idea that houses and people exist, but there can still be wrong view arising, but not just briefly and then understood that's what it is.
I have the feeling that Panya is not developed enough and to eradicate all belief in the self. That's why, yeah.
That would be the Kichanyana stage.
It would be the Kichanyana.
Yeah.
And to be firm that it's not direct experienced yet.
Yes.
This has to be firm too. Your understanding of this level is not the direct understanding. This has to be firm too.
You mean Satchanyana?
Yes.
Has to be firm.
That it's not yet.
Not yet.
The direct understanding.
No.
Like in the discussions, if someone thinks they have direct understanding of realities or already understand the impermanence of realities cannot be satchanyana because it's not truthful to understand at this moment what is real. We're talking a little bit about it, about we now attachment, cause of everything, cause of all. And I said, well, avijja also is, and Ajahn's comment was, yes, but avijja arises with attachment, but attachment appears, avijja doesn't appear. And so could you just say a little more why it is attachment which is the cause and not avijja, just because the cause is attachment, the second noble truth. And I asked, why not avijja also?
Avijja,
ignorance. And you said, yes, well, avijja is there with attachment, must be, but the attachment appears and the avijja, the ignorance, doesn't appear. But if we're talking, usually when we're talking about paticca-samuppada, we talk about avijja or sometimes avijja and attachment. But can we say a little more about why it's only attachment, not avijja as well, that's mentioned in the second?
Because avijja arises with each moment of akusala. So we talk about avijja with attachment only. That should be eliminated. Attachment, we agree. But it's very, very difficult.
It's very difficult.
So it needs satyayana.
It needs satyayana, that's right.
Yeah.
Satyayana, and satyayana with regard to the cause of suffering is the intellectual...
To eliminate attachment before there can be the realization of the maya.
Okay. To eliminate attachment before there can be the realization of...
Otherwise, lopa is there, attachment is there, so how can there be the realization?
There can't. Yeah, because it's ignorance, right.
That's why there should be the elimination of attachment. But it's so very difficult. Like, when there is the attachment to anything, can there be giving it up? See? So it has to...
Not at that moment.
Any moment there should
right.
be. It's in mind all the time. If there is the attachment, it has to be like this. Very difficult to experience reality as it is. That's why the satyayana of the second truth must be firm too.